Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Venki Ramakrishnan back with us, shared the 2009 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for uncovering the structure of the ribosome. A member of the National Academy of Sciences, he runs the Ramakrishnan Lab at the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology in Cambridge, England. From 2015 to 2020, he served as president of the Royal Society. Now, that's one of the world's oldest scientific organizations. His latest work is called Why We Die, The New Science of Aging and the Quest for Immortality. Venki, welcome back to the program. It's been a while.
Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Great book, by the way. Well done.
Thank you. It's something humans have wondered about ever since we've been humans. And finally, I think science is starting to provide some answers for the question, why we die.
You know, the Bible talks about Methuselah and people like that living 900-some years. Were those real years they were talking about, or were they just like weeks? What were they?
I think they were maybe metaphors for people who are very long-lived, because ever since we've had accurate records, the record holder is a French woman named Jean Calment, who lived to be 122. And I should say, for most of her life, she smoked a cigarette and had a glass of port every day. And she also ate 2.5 pounds of chocolate a week. I wouldn't recommend the first two. I could get behind the chocolate, though.
Maybe the port helped a little bit, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe. I really doubt it. It just means, you know, her genetic makeup was so good at repairing the damage we accumulate with age that she just lived for a very long time. And I think she was also a very happy and stress-free person. That probably helped a bit, too.
Absolutely. And then our lifespan now is tremendously higher than what it was 100 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, there are two kinds of lifespans. One is average lifespan, so what they call life expectancy. And that's more than doubled. So you could argue that humanity as a whole is living a whole extra life, you know, as a result of advances. But most of those advances had to do with reducing infant mortality. So in the old days, you know, babies would die at birth or when they were very young. So by curing a lot of infectious diseases, you know, producing antibiotics, but also public health, good sanitation, clean water, vaccination. So all those things have reduced infant mortality, and that's helped us live longer. Now, at the other end, we've also made some progress, not quite as much, but some progress. So we've been able to tackle heart disease, cancer, to varying degrees. And so that's helped as well. So whereas in the old days, on average, you would expect to live to be a 40 or so, now we're living on average to 80s. But the average masks something. You know, even in the old days, there were people who lived to be 60, 70, 80,
right.
Maybe even more. So the real question is, what is our maximum lifespan? Now, maximum lifespan may not have changed very much, which is if you don't get sick, if you don't get eaten or killed or starve, how long can you expect to live? And that's, as I say, the record holder is 122. And nobody else has cracked 120, and she died 30 years ago. So although people are living to be older and older, you get more and more people living into their 90s. You get more people living past 100, but you don't get more people living past 110 or so. So that suggests that beyond that, we're running into some natural limit of our biology. And I think what scientists are asking is, what happens? Why do we age? And what is that natural limit? And is it possible to extend that limit beyond 120? So that's the kind of excitement in the field.
And why do some people, Venki, don't look their age? I mean, some people look 50, some people look 80.
Yeah, absolutely. So people age at very different rates. So we're using time, which is chronological time, as measured in months and years, as a kind of proxy for the process of aging, because everything happens with time, but it doesn't happen at the same rate with everyone. And that's because different people, first of all, there's lifestyle differences. Second, there's genetics. And the combination means that different people suffer damage to their cell, the molecules and their cells and their body, mm-hmm. Which goes up to their tissues at different rates. And so, you have people at 50 are extremely active. Others at 50 are starting to look old, and they're even 80-year-olds who look very spry. So, I think biologists are now trying to find better markers than just your birthday. They're trying to see if they take a blood sample, can they analyze it to try and determine what your biological age is, not your age since your birthday, but your biological age.
And then in terms of the human body, Venki, some people get sick, some people get cancer, some people don't. Why are some people seem to be immune to disease? And other people get everything.
Yeah, that's, again, it's very related to the question you just asked about why some people age faster. It is all ultimately a combination of our genes and our environment, our lifestyle. And some people, so cancer and aging, as I've written throughout the book, they're very related. In fact, as we age, the risk for cancer goes up. And both of them involve our cells breaking down. In one case, the cell breaks down in a way that it starts dividing like crazy and kind of takes over the body, and that's cancer. In the other case, cells start breaking down and eventually a system fails, and that's what aging and death are. So they're related, and it's because the people who don't get cancer, I'll bet you they're also often longer lived people, the people who don't get infection and cancer. It means their ability to repair damage and thereby prevent cancer is working very well. And so that's why they don't get cancer. And in other cases, they are more susceptible. But of course, cancer is also a little bit of a chance event. You know, all of us potentially are susceptible to cancer because our DNA is attacked by the environment all the time. Even if there are no nasty chemicals, even in the normal cell, right. Our DNA keeps getting damaged. But we have elaborate repair mechanisms which constantly checks our DNA and repairs the damage. So the problem happens when that repair mechanism itself is affected as well. And of course, with time, some damage even escapes the repair mechanism. So all of us are potentially susceptible to cancer. In fact, they say, you know, by the time you reach my age, which is I'm 71, I might actually have, you know, several cancerous cells inside me. They just haven't developed to the point where they're causing disease. And, you know, maybe before that, my immune system will take care of it. So, you know, cancers, some people are just unlucky. That's just, you know, how it is. And some people have a poorer repair mechanism than others.
I've always believed exactly what you've just said, that most people, if not all of us, have some cancer cells in our body. It's just that our immune systems are so different that we keep it contained and they don't spread.
Yeah. I mean, and that's true for many people. That's true.
Now, what is your definition, Vinky, of a cancer cell? What is it?
I would say there's some hallmarks of cancer. One is that it's escaped the control over cell division. That is, you know, normally our cells multiply, and then when they form the tissue, at some point they stop multiplying. So, you know, your liver, for example, doesn't keep growing and start taking over your entire abdomen or your stomach or your intestines, or your bones don't start growing indefinitely. So there's a control over growth. And when those control systems break down and the cell starts dividing indefinitely, then you start getting cancer. The other hallmark is that the cancer cells also promote, in order to grow, they also need blood vessels throughout them because they need nutrients to grow. And so they also promote the growth of blood vessels around the cancer. So there are a number of kind of hallmarks. Very famous cancer biologist Bob Weinberg wrote a famous article called Hallmarks of Cancer, which really talks about, you know, what are some of the big characteristics of cancer. But I would say this uncontrolled runaway growth is probably a key hallmark.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
How important is family genetics to your mortality?
Genetics is very important. People don't like to, there are people who don't like to admit it because it seems unfair. You know, it offends their sense of fairness that some people, you know, have, you know, genes that make them predisposed to things. But I think genetics is very important. And you know, biologists recognize this. For example, people with mutations that might make you predisposed to breast cancer, now there are good tests for them. You know, so you can, you know, if you're a woman in your 20s or 30s, you could, and you have cancer in your family, you could go get a test to see if you're susceptible. And then you could start trying to do something about it before it becomes serious. So, and as I think as biology progresses, we are going to have more and more sophisticated tests. But as I say, not everything is genetic. Sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. You know, your DNA gets damaged and by chance it escapes your repair mechanism and a series of things happen and you get cancer. You know, so even if you're a very healthy individual with a good immune system, it doesn't mean you're never going to get cancer. It just means your odds are better.
In your book, Why We Die, the subtitle, of course, is The New Science of Aging and the Quest for Immortality. Yeah. How real is that possibility?
Well, I'm more on the skeptical side, but I have to tell you, there are people, especially in California. California, I think, breeds or attracts optimists. And there are people there who, you know, would disagree with me. My feeling is our natural biology is so complicated that, well, as I said, our natural biology seems to suggest we hit a barrier at about 120. Nobody's crossed that except this one woman. So I think that our natural biology is, as we have evolved so that we break down after about 120 years. And we could ask why we live to be 120 and an insect only lives for a day. That's another interesting question. Right. And tortoises and whales live for 200-300 years. So, but I think that breaching that barrier would mean altering our natural biology. But our natural biology is very complex. It's not as if you can change one thing without affecting a bunch of other things. And so my view is, yes, it's theoretically possible, but it's also theoretically possible that we could colonize Mars or even colonize some other galaxy. But it's not going to happen tomorrow, right? So I don't know how to put it on a scale of difficulty. People used to think it's going to the moon was a fantasy, but, you know, we did it, right?
We so did it many times, many times.
You know, yeah. So I think, you know, in theory, it's possible. In practice, it's going to be harder than some of these optimists think.
Why does a small dog seem to outlive a bigger dog? What does that have to do with age?
That's very interesting. So, you know, if you take species, it turns out the larger you are, the longer you live on average between species. So, for example, a mouse will only live for about 2 years. A human lives, you know, as I say, 100 years. And then you have a blue whale or, you know, a Greenland shark will live 400 years. You know, certain whales live for 200, 300 years. So generally there's a correlation between size and longevity. And this is because, you know, the evolutionary theory that biologists like suggests that, you know, they don't, evolution doesn't care how long you live. It really cares about whether you live long enough to reproduce and pass on your genes, because you're selecting for these genes. Now, if you're a small animal, then, you know, you don't, there's no point in biology spending a lot of resources into repairing and maintaining that body if you're going to be eaten by a predator, or you're going to starve to death, or, you know, because you can't, you know, don't have much foraging capacity.
Right.
So in that case, biology puts a lot of effort into making you grow fast and reproducing fast. And that's what mice do, or, you know, small animals do generally. And then if you're larger, it does pay to live longer, because you have a better chance of finding a mate. You could have offspring over a longer life. And so you're increasing your chances that way. So that's the difference between species. But to get back to your question about within a species, like dogs versus small dogs versus large dogs, well, it turns out that the same pathways that help you grow faster and mature faster early on also affect you later on. They cause some of the problems of aging later on. And this is true throughout biology. The things that help you early in life, even things that prevent cancer early in life, help to cause aging later in life. And that's because, as I said, biology wants to make sure you don't get cancer, you grow fast, and get to reproduce. And then after you've done that, it doesn't really much care what happens to you, you know. So that's why, you know, young dogs, small dogs, live longer, because they don't have those growth pathways, are not as strong in them, and they grow slowly and they're small, and then the payoff is that they live longer.
Vinky, does it seem that people who are happier, better attitudes, generally will live longer than people who are negative all the time?
I don't know the data, but everything I know about the biology of aging would suggest that being happier is a great thing, because being happy reduces stress, and stress causes all kinds of havoc. It generates these hormones like cortisol, which have bad effects. In fact, one of the effects, oddly enough, is it shortens our chromosomes as our cells multiply. And that's one of the causes of aging. But it has very widespread effects. So I would say, yes, happiness and being sort of generally, you know, content with life is probably a recipe.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.